Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. When The Batman Begins, Robert Pattinson's iteration of The Dark Knight is murmuring while he's journaling, and he sounds like a worrywart. I must choose my targets carefully, he says. It's a big city. I can't be everywhere. Then a nut job. They think I'm hiding in the shadows, but I am the shadows. Then he's a gloomy Gus, a tall, brooding presence who's barely distinguishable from the shadows. I wish I could say I'm making a difference, he intones, but I don't know. Is Batman going bonkers? No, but he's going through a dark night of the soul. The film, playing in theaters and directed by Matt Reeves, is very long, relentlessly intense, and photographed by Greg Frazier with a glowering gorgeousness that must be seen to be felt. It's also enthralling and tailored to our time, an extended rumination on finding one's moral compass in a world of all-encompassing evil. Does the world need another Batman less than it needs love? And the production evokes instantly familiar sources, most obviously Blade Runner, for the dank beyond noir atmospherics, and David Fincher's Zodiac and Seven for the grisly provocations of a serial killer, in this case the twisted mastermind known as the Riddler and played by Paul Dano. Still, this new one feels different and genuinely new. It dispenses with the Batman-Bruce Wayne duality in favor of one borderline crazed Gothamite, masked for most of the proceedings, and obsessively questioning his own identity, purpose, and vigilante tactics in the city he sees as eating itself. It takes a while to understand the extent of his distress. Almost everything takes a while in a movie that runs 5 minutes short of 3 hours, but less time to see that being Batman doesn't come easily. He's only been at it for a year or so and doesn't always stick his landings, or, for that matter, always manage to take off without betraying a fear of flying. Zoe Kravitz plays Selina Kyle, a.k.a. Catwoman, with tightly focused energy. Selina has yet to emerge as the full-dress Catwoman, but her apartment is crawling with you-know-whats, and Batman, ever the astute observer, says, "You've got a lot of cats here." They find more than felines to discuss, starting with a team effort to find the Riddler. The film is at least 20 minutes longer than it needs to be, although its latter stretches are enriched by the eeriness of Dano's performance in what amounts to a one-man show, the Riddler providing the solution to his malign self. And if the prevailing pessimism seems unduly deep, Batman tempers it with as much hope as anyone could reasonably muster in his circumstances or ours. Gotham City may be beyond saving, but as he says, I have to try. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.